Topic 13. Key text. Visions of the future. Why are dystopian novels and movies so popular with young adults?
Imagining a bleak or frightening future world is nothing new. Fritz Lang's silent movie Metropolis, about a futuristic city built above a grim underworld of mistreated workers, was released back in 1927. 5 years later, Aldous Huxley published Brave New World, a novel set in 2540 London, where human life is dominated and degraded by technology. So why the popularity of the dystopian genre today, especially among the young? Why have book series like The Hunger Games, Divergent, and The Maze Runner all been adapted for the big screen? Judd Harker, a freelance film critic, and Megan Coombs, an editor of Young Adult Fiction, offer their thoughts on this phenomenon.
Why do dystopian stories hold such an appeal for youth audiences? One answer is that these narratives look at what is going to happen in the future. And it's the young, not the old, who are going to live in that future. Naturally, they're curious about what's waiting around the corner.
And don't forget, the teenagers are growing up in a world that is getting warmer, where animal and plant species are dying out, where sea levels are rising. Mm. Things like that are bound to raise worries about the future. So the 2015 Mad Max movie, for example, is set in a dried-out world where those who control water control people.
Mm, it's an unsettling idea. The Maze Runner also picks up the theme of a damaged planet. The Glade, the little world in which a group of boys live, starts to fall apart. Later, we find out that this has happened to the Earth as a whole.
I think one reason that story resonates with teenagers is that it's about leaving the safe world of the Glade behind. Mm. The boys have to move away from their small but predictable environment and venture out into the big, dangerous world outside. It's a metaphor for leaving childhood and entering the wider, more scary adult world.
Yes. A lot of these dystopian books handle that theme.
Mm.
After the alien attack in The Fifth Wave, for example, the heroine Cassie has to face a harsh and unforgiving world that is the polar opposite of her secure childhood home.
Mm. But I think there's more going on in these stories than simply growing up. The adult worlds that the teenagers face are not just frightening, they're morally repellent.
Mm.
A series like The Hunger Games shows the older generation is getting it wrong. They have created a society which traps, manipulates, and exploits the young. And what I like about these stories is that the young protagonists refuse to accept the status quo.
Mm.
They rebel. Katniss Everdeen, the main character of The Hunger Games, is transported to a huge arena and forced to fight to the death. But even in that dog-eat-dog environment, she finds a way to defy the rulers.
And that's true in real life too. It's usually the young who change things. Think about the shift in attitudes to the LGBT community, for example. It's happening because of young people.
Mm, yes, the setup of Divergent makes that point very clearly. It's about a society terrified of people who don't fit in.
Mm.
Everyone is forced to join a socially accepted group or faction and live by its rules. To be divergent is to be a threat.
What I like about the book is the insight that, on some level, we're all divergent.
Mm.
I remember feeling like a freak when I was a teenager, a fish out of water. I didn't seem to belong anywhere. It never occurred to me then that being different might be a good thing.
Mm. I wonder whether the popularity of dystopia is the flip side of the cheery world of social media, where everyone is having such a great life and posting the photos to prove it. Maybe these books and films allow us to explore our doubts and anxieties, the darker sides of the human condition.
So you see this surge of dystopian books and movies as more than a passing fad?
Absolutely. As long as our world has problems that need to be tackled, climate change, overpopulation, state surveillance, exploitative media, we will have dystopian fiction to address them.
I agree. These imagined worlds are more than escapism. They're a wake-up call. They show us what might happen if these things get out of control.